know if something's different. Here. Come on. That day I went off in the afternoon for a ride. We went up to around Bridford, around the reservoirs, did a little spot of cantering, which was awesome. Everything was completely relaxed. Came up to a T-junction, and then a few seconds later, something disturbed her from the other side of the hedge that she hadn't seen and I hadn't seen, and she whipped round, is the terminology we use. You could do 360 degrees in like less than 2 seconds. And from sitting up there, at one point, facing forward, the next second I could see her face next to my knee, and I knew what was happening. And then I came off tiny lane, grass verges, and managed to find the only boulder in the verge on the side of the road. I landed on my back and bounced off the boulder and into the road.
How much do you remember about the actual impact?
I remember it quite explicitly. At which point then Kizzy was facing back up the road. She'd gone full circle and was standing at my feet. I remember that I'd then, having bounced off the boulder, I landed on the metal road and I banged the back of my head. I did have a crash helmet on. And the impact was phenomenal. And I remember at the time thinking, well, shortly after, when you watch horror films and you see girls screaming and you think, God, you couldn't possibly make that much noise. I did. And very quickly, a woman was there with a dog and was asking if I was all right. Quite clearly, I wasn't all right. I couldn't move. My immediate impact is I've broken my back. I'll be in a wheelchair or I'll be no use. And I won't be able to ride again and I won't be able to do anything ever again. And then I thought, no, this isn't true. I could feel my toes wiggling. In between the screams, I could feel my toes wiggling, but I couldn't actually move my right leg at all. I'm still screaming and writhing in agony. And the paramedics in the ground team said, everything's okay, you'll be fine, everything's under control. And they said that the air ambulance was coming. I do think I remember saying, oh no, not the air ambulance.
Did that almost make you feel that it must be more serious because the helicopter was coming?
Yes, it did make me feel that. And I was also, it's also a degree of embarrassment. But, you know, and you think, oh dear, this is awful. It wasn't very long when I realised that the air ambulance was above, but by which time there was quite a collection of people had gathered, because in the valley here, as you can probably see, we can see the air ambulance coming over. So when it comes over the valley here from Exeter, which is just over there, people are thinking, oh, who could it be? Is it, you know, is it somebody we know?
Kizzy's with us now, just been enjoying a little bit of late breakfast this morning, I think, noisily munching away next to us. I can see the relationship you've got with her. Yeah. She's obviously, you know, she's your friend as well as your horse, isn't she?
She's probably one of my best friends, yeah. She's an amazing... We have an amazing relationship. This is why this was such a shock to me that this happened, because it... There she is, rubbing, saying, thank you.
Has it frightened you? Has it made you nervous about getting back on?
No, it hasn't made me nervous. Not about getting back on. I have ridden since, but not Kizzy yet. Yeah.
Do you think she was aware something serious had happened?
I think so, yes. She was standing by my feet wondering what was going on. She walked away and then came back again and said, I don't understand why you're lying there. And somebody very carefully put her into a field. And she just waited.